Good morning, councillors, and welcome to the special budget meeting for today. I declare the meeting open, and in doing so, recognise the traditional owners, pay respects to their elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to many other Indigenous representatives who are here today. Normally these things go very smoothly. That's the plan for the day. We've done the work. Sorry, Lisa, you and your people have done the work. And so we'll set ourselves to the task at hand. Now, are there any conflicts of interest or material personal interest in this? It seems like maybe we have been affected by the virus, the live streaming was broken down, so we won't have live streaming today. It's got nothing to do with budget cuts. So the first item on the agenda is the Mayor's budget address. And I think we will go straight to that. The budget address for 21-22. Today, I present Cairns Regional Council's budget for the 2021-22 financial year. A budget that sets the foundation for shaping the future of the region with a focus on strong fiscal sustainability, regional growth, and continuing to provide for all and look after our community and natural assets. This budget has been the most difficult to date to formulate. Maintaining our commitment to keeping rate rises as low as possible, whilst being realistic about the funds council needs to maintain service delivery standards and the maintenance of assets that was tested. We have kept rate rises at a minimum over the past 8 budget cycles, with an average of 1.7% during that period. A result we should be proud of, given the amount of infrastructure that has been delivered to the community during that time. In fact, our capital works program has delivered nearly $1.2 billion of community infrastructure to improve the lives of our residents, which has provided much needed sports, recreational, cultural, road, water and waste facilities across the Cairns local government area. Before I go into detail about this year's budget, I want to talk about the foundation upon which it is set. As every councillor sitting before me can attest, it was a difficult, or at least long, process to achieve, and the outcomes we are here to vote on today, but one that we all acknowledged was needed to ready council for the looming prospect of funding the biggest ever single capital works project council has undertaken today. That's the water. Water security is the most critical issue facing our community and indeed this region. We have been cognizant of the need to secure additional water resources and expanded water infrastructure for Cairns for some time, setting up a dedicated advisory group in 2014-15 to develop a strategy that would secure the city's water supply for the next 30 years. Our strategy also works to maximise the availability of water for agricultural purposes on tablelands, and which is critical for the future expansion of that sector. We know what the problem is, we know how it will affect us all, and we know how to resolve it. We know it will cost $215 million to build the infrastructure we require to provide our city with the water it needs for its economy to flourish and to cater for inevitable population growth. We know construction must start by 2024. What we do not know is whether the two senior levels of government will step up with funding the stage one of the Cairns Water Security Project. As Council's official number one priority advocacy project, we continue to brief representatives of the state and federal governments on this critical issue and have been encouraged by their knowledge or acknowledgement of the importance of securing future consumptive water resources for our region. But with no commitments to date, and in keeping with the responsible financial management that has been a hallmark of this council for nearly a decade, we must take the necessary steps to ensure that we have the capacity to draw down further debt to fund the project if that is made necessary, should we be denied by the senior levels of government. These are choices we should not have to make. Regional councils rely largely upon ratepayers to fund capital works, so clearly they are not in the position to deliver projects costing upwards of $200 million without seriously impacting upon those ratepayers. Through both higher rate rises and a reduced capacity to deliver other community projects and services. Given that the state and federal governments have not invested in major infrastructure for water in this region since 1976 and have funded similar major water projects in other regions in recent years, we are holding to the argument that these funds be made available. When you consider that the state government has provided more than $400 million for Townsville's Portland pipeline projects, and the federal government committed $195 million for the same project, we strongly believe we have a good case to be successful in attracting the funding we need. For us in Cairns, the need for more significant government funding is made even more critical considering how hard our community was hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Whilst we are now taking big steps in our economic recovery, we know that many businesses and families have a long journey in front of them before they can get back to where they were financially pre-COVID. It is heartening to see the latest figures for the Cairns Airport, which indicate we are close to reaching 2019 domestic passenger levels, and to read of the growth in other sectors of the economy, including the massive increase in building approvals, boosting the local construction industry and supporting more jobs in the community. Still, we did not expect the disruption that COVID-19 brought upon us, and as such, Council undertook what actions it could to safeguard our city, our residents and our economy. To reduce the impacts of the crisis, Council recorded an expenditure of more than $390 million in the community over the past 12 months on materials and services associated with delivering $165 million capital works and for maintenance, renewals and other services delivered to the community. We also quickly been implemented a number of initiatives, including bringing forward $2.5 million of general works and the $28 million Esplanade Dining project to ensure our city was ready to greet visitors when the borders opened and tourists again filled the streets of Cairns. Extending the time for our residents and businesses to pay rates and introducing long-term payment plans without the impost of interest charges. Introducing incentives to encourage activity in the building and construction sectors. Waiving of relevant fees and charges to assist businesses. And the acceleration of funding for the tourism and international education sectors. This resulted in a cash impact for the organisation and contributed to the need to bring forward the drawing down of debt earlier than was modelled in the 10-year financial plan. Despite what some may say, debt is not a dirty word. It can and should be used by governments to carry some of the burden during difficult times, such as we have experienced in the past 18 months. And we are comfortable that by adhering to our fiscal principles and following our financial plan, Council's long-term debt position can be managed. But we must be aware that the greater strain we put on our modelling by that, the less manoeuvrability we have in the short term. This puts some context as to how and why this year's $335 million budget was developed. Given the challenges that have befallen us and are before us, it was clear the budget had to be designed to strengthen Council's overall financial position. To that end, difficult decisions were made in relation to this year's rate rise and other charges, and to the level of capital works that we could fund in the next 12 months. In saying that, the overarching ethos of the budget remains, and that is its role in stimulating the local economy. This year, $355.5 million will be injected into the economy through the delivery of $124.5 million capital works program and the delivery of other services. The works program includes $50.5 million for improvements to our transport and drainage network, $49.3 million for water, wastewater and resource recovery infrastructure, and $14 million for community sport and cultural projects. Some of the highlights of the capital works program are $26.8 million on improvements to the road network, including $10 million on pavement rehabilitation, asphalt overlays and resales, $4.9 million for a major upgrade to McGregor Road, Smithfield, and $1.9 million for Fisher Road, Gordon Park. $21.3 million for improvements to the wastewater network and treatment plants. And $6 million has been allocated to establish the much-needed new management facility in Lynx Drive. $4.6 million for the creation of footpaths, pathways, and to promote active travel, including $2.4 million to progress the Northern Beaches Leisure Trail. Specifically, the Dunn Road connection, at Clifton to Guara Beach, and for the completion of the Bar Creek Bridge. $4.5 million for parks and foreshores, including $2 million for the new Yorkies Dock Boat Road car park, and $2.1 million for the construction of a 150-metre rock groin at Half Moon Bay Creek, which will trap sand moving from the north to south and reduce the need for ongoing dredging at the mouth of the creek. 4.4 million for consultancy, design and early works for the Cairns Water Security Stage 1 project. 3.7 million to continue the major upgrade of Griffiths Park Sporting Precinct, 3 million for the refurbishment of the Henley Hill No. 5 Reservoir, and 3 million for the water main refurbishment program. 2.4 million for new curb and channel as part of the suburban enhancement program. 2.3 million for the testing of bores at multiple sites as part of the emergency water supply plan to safeguard the Cairns water supply in the event of an extreme drought. 2 million to progress the Cairns Gallery precinct involving the demolition of the L-shaped building and car park at 51 the Esplanade and refurbishment of the old Mulberry Shire building. 1.9 million for pedestrian and road bridge projects, including 1 million for the Behanna Creek Road Bridge and $550,000 for the Given Street pedestrian bridge. 1.7 million for drainage improvements and 1 million for street lighting upgrades. 1.5 million for upgrades to the Tanks Art Centre. 1.2 million for upgrades to aquatic facilities, including $500,000 to upgrade the children's leisure pool infrastructure at Smithfield. $670,000 for improvements to parks, playgrounds and the provision of public toilets, including $100,000 for a major upgrade of Harold Phelps Park, and $500,000 to expand and improve our comprehensive CCTV network. We thank the federal and state governments for providing some funding for some of these capital works projects. In addition to the works program, our annual maintenance operating budget also deserves mention when you consider that we will spend $44 million this year on ensuring we service and maintain community assets like our 630 parks and nature areas, 600 kilometres of sealed footpaths, more than 200 connecting footbridges, 820 litter bins and 1,000 toilet blocks. Another key part in rebooting our local economy is to ensure that our tourism industry has the ability to market and promote our city to generate visitation, especially when every other region of Australia is vying to do the same. To that end, Council has committed $3.4 million to fund tourism marketing and promotion, and $1 million has been allocated to attract and support major events that will contribute to our economy. Last week, Council submitted a 10-point plan to the Queensland Government's Designing Our Future Tourism Discussion Paper, which essentially laid out how we can drive growth in the industry and achieve sustainable funding to promote what we have to offer on a global scale. There is concern within the tourism industry that the government's discussion paper may not deliver the reforms and changes that are necessary. So it is imperative that Council works closely with TTNQ as our lead agency. Today's budget also allows for the continued support of Cairns Art Gallery and the Cairns Museum with $1.7 million for operations. Council also provides $1.4 million to provide lifesavers at the Esplanade Lagoon and at our beaches, and $2 million to provide security services to boost safety in the CBD. In addition, the operating budget allows for $1.5 million in cash and in-kind grants to community, sporting and cultural organisations, $400,000 for the development of the Palm Cove and CBD master plans, $500,000 to boost the proactive management of animals, $158,000 for support of industry groups and economic initiatives, $130,000 to develop a strategy to ensure the growth of the region to 2050 and beyond is being proactively and sustainably managed, and $95,000 to develop a climate change strategy which would set out the next decade of climate action, including pathways to zero emissions. In terms of how we are going to fund all the above mentioned projects and works, and to pay down a portion of debt, as I talked about earlier, Council has determined a rate rise of 2.5% is needed across the board. But there is some comfort in that it's lower than the 2.8% forecast last year. Sewage, cleansing and water access charges will also increase by 2.5%. That equates to an extra $1.15 a week for those properties on the minimum, and $1.25 a week for a properties that are the median price residential properties. With no land valuations this year, every property will receive the same rate of increase. According to our 10-year financial plan, a similar rise is indicated for the next two budget cycles, but again, this will depend on what government funding Council attracts for its major projects and what efficiencies we can find within the operations of the organisation, and we should be constantly aware of that. In light of the $215 million water security project, we will have to handle the Council has decided to lift residential water usage charges by 20 cents per kilolitre, which will take it to $1.43 per kilolitre. It is important to note that our water usage charges are extremely low, considering residents in southeast Queensland pay in excess of $4 a kilolitre. In closing, as I said earlier, the budget has been the most difficult in my time as mayor, but we have struck an outcome that is both responsible and pragmatic insofar as our future financial sustainability and capacity is concerned. The challenge for Council is to discipline itself to stick to the budget plan for 2021-22 and not get sucked into incremental rates increases that are hard to peel back. I would like to thank and commend my fellow councillors for their time and input in preparing the budget, and especially acknowledge the efforts of Chief Financial Officer Lisa Whitman and her team who are sitting with us in the back of the room, or some of them. This was a testing and time-consuming journey, but one that was completed with maturity and collaboration. I commend the 2021-22 Cairns Regional Council budget to you for its adoption. But before dealing with the respective resolutions, I would like to offer councillors, commencing with Division 1 and progressing through to Division 9, an opportunity to speak to the budget. I would appreciate it if we could limit comments to 3 minutes each, or less if you like. Time credits will not be passed from one councillor to the next. I thought if I got that in first. I have grandkids, so I'm slow. So with that, I will pass to Division 1 councillor, Councillor Moore.
Thank you, Mayor. It's not the mark of character of a personal entity such as Council and how they ride the wave through the good times, but it's how they respond through adversity and challenging and difficult times, and we've certainly had our challenges in the last 12 months. Today, as we meet to deliver this year's budget, there's no greater uncertainty presenting than as we find our state capital city of Brisbane and our sister regional city of Townsville both in lockdown, and what that means economically and socially for our community of Cairns. Confidence today is a fragile commodity, but as a council and community leaders, leading our residents, our businesses and community through the uncertainty, rising above it, presenting hope through sound foundations of stable, considered decision-making, and it is with this in mind that we deliver our Cairns Regional Council budget today. I'm not so presumptuous to try and justify whether the rates and charges increases are affordable to one and all. The household budget is subjective to circumstances different families find themselves in. But as a council, we try to make decisions for the benefit of all, not just for today, but for our community into the future. Financially, we have a three-year model and a two-year model, and we know what's needed to get council back onto an even keel to provide the infrastructure and level of service our residents expect of us. We had record capital works last year, delivering projects like the Esplanade Dining Precinct and Division 1 Mungara Heritage Walking Trail, necessary for economic stimulus through the COVID-19 pandemic, but providing social and economic outcomes for years to come. This year's one of consolidation and fiscal restraint, while still providing economic stimulus in our spend to our local economy. Enabling infrastructure and water waste, roads, drain, footpaths is evidence in the spend for Division 1 this year. Last year, Peterson road widening and footpaths served the Edmonton community. This year, new water main for Stager Road at Pabinda, Dalton Road repair at Loomba, bridges, curb and channeling and footpaths are budgeted for. Water security and the upgrade of the Draper Road water treatment plant at Gordon Isle is front and centre for the City and Council today and going forward to allow for the growth of our city and region. The Mills Gardens project at Gordon Isle will be completed. Design for the Kendrick Park upgrade has been budgeted for and is underway, with a $4.7 million spend on this project budgeted for the next financial year, creating a destination park that will change the face of Gordon Vale into the future. The Little Things are sweet, we've budgeted resource and performance agreements and funding, benefiting community organisations supporting clubs, allowing events like the Sugar Solstice and Great Groomin' Race at Gordon Vale, the Harvest Fest at Mabinda, and supporting Gordon Vale and the Mabinda Museum and the Mabinda Information Centre operations. This budget is reflective of where we find ourselves today in an uncertain world, with a commitment to future fiscal stability, enabling ongoing infrastructure and a high standard of service delivery for our residents and community. Thank you to all involved, the CEO, Ms. Lisa Whitten and the finance team, general managers and my fellow councillors in bringing this budget together. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Miller. Councillor Pine.
Today I will take a stand against the neglect of South Cairns and the broken promises of a new pool for Edmonton by voting against this budget. Southside residents are clearly missing out on their fair share. Just compare the lack of investment in Sugar World to the investment one sees on Collins Avenue or the Esplanade. The Edmonton Community Garden is waiting to be relocated from Sugar World, yet Council fails to provide them with the funding they need to allow this to happen. The failure to construct a new Edmonton swimming pool is the most obvious failure to support the Southside community. When promises are made to Southside people, they remember it. And I remember the promise Council made of a new pool when they closed the old one in June of 2014. There was a commitment to build a new pool at Sugar World, and that commitment has not been honoured. The Edmonton Library is another sad tale. Like the pool that was opened in the 70s, now in 2021, with the population of Edmonton has tripled or perhaps quadrupled, we have a 43-year-old library in need of a modern upgrade. All this comes on top of unprecedented housing crisis on the south side, with an urgent need for social housing, and also public transport is abysmal. Of course, don't get me started on the neglect of the area by the state and Commonwealth governments, or I'll be here all day. Many policies by the Commonwealth Government highlight inequalities in the our community and particularly highlight disadvantage in areas such as South Cairns. While voting against the council budget is not unprecedented, it is a significant move and not something I do lightly. After serious consideration, I could not support a budget that does not deliver but continues systemic and long-term neglect and break the promises for the South Side.
Thank you, Councillor Pine. Councillor Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor. Last year in the Mayor's budget address, He spoke of ways council would be able to assist ratepayers through our hardship policy initiatives, bringing forward capital work projects to provide employment, no interest for payment plans, infrastructure incentives and more, all of which would cost, but we would be able to recover well by a small increase of 2.8% rate rises over the 21-22 and 22-23 financial cycles. Though this was not a given, that the council would strive to keep the increase as low as possible whilst ensuring financial fiscal responsibility. We have kept our word. A rate rise of less than the predicted 2.8% or 2.5%. This is accompanied by some tightening of the belt for a short time on some projects. Will keep us a financially responsible council that can still assist its residents during this time of need. Now, I'm encouraged by some of the amazing achievements over the last year despite the current economic situation. This is highlighted, of course, by the amazing work done in our dining precinct, which was celebrated Sunday last month. The vibrance experienced by us all flew in the face of the economic distress and COVID controls that we are coping with. Restaurants were full, families were happy and enjoying the entertainment. The streets were overflowing with people catching up and enjoying a beautifully upgraded Esplanade precinct. Truly a testimony to all who were part of this project and those of us watching on, of just how amazing and resilient we can be. Despite delaying with some projects, I'm happy to announce the following projects will commence in Division 3. The long-awaited White Rock Community Precinct, Stage 1. At the end of this financial year coming, we will see the commencement of the car park and playground for this exciting and much-needed community centre. Rigg Street signalisation. With two schools and a sporting precinct at one intersection, the danger at afternoon pickup time especially is off the scale. Installation of lights will be programmed accordingly, of course, which will save the lives of our children as they duck out. We won't need to duck out in front of cars, run across the road, and drivers won't be stressed and go in and out. Warrior Pool has just received the installation of an amazing boom to increase capacity of its lanes. They will now also receive assistance with the changing from gas to electricity to take advantage of their solar panels. Link's Drive, the bane of many truck drivers with all of its potholes, used to be a go track and was very, yes, needed some work, will receive a full pavement recap worth $1.875 million. We will see the build of the new animal management facility on Link Drive worth $6.368 million. This new animal pound has been long overdue and will provide a safer, professional setup for staff, animals and visitors. Located in light industrial area of Links Drive, White Rock and Warree, it's away from housing estates. Now in closing, I would like to reiterate my pride in the resilience of the Cairns community that we have experienced, especially over the last year. I continue to serve this community with passion and I am supportive of this budget before us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Zorin, Councillor Jones, and to Mr. Mann.
Last year, our budget was greatly affected by COVID-19, hence a protective shield in the form of a recovery plan was conceived to look after you, your city, and your small businesses in these very uncertain times. We increased the capital work spend up another notch to stimulate and sustain the economy, resulting in a magnificent party on the Nard last weekend, showcasing your dining precinct, another world-class project built by Council's very own exceptional team of people. Cairns Regional Council workers, they stand us proud. We keep doing this. For the last two terms, this Council stimulated the economy by stepping up, as it was the right thing to do, with strong capital works programs. The award-winning CPAC, Munro Martin Parklands, the Tribble Pool and the Cairns Museum, just to name a few. Our arts, cultural, sporting and recreational facilities are outstanding for a regional city, together with the maintenance and service provisions across our asset base being second to none. Again, all made possible by our remarkable staff who deliver day in, day out for your community. We do all this with the best value rates in Queensland. The minimum residential rate increased to $60 per annum or the equivalent to $1.15 per week. One of our overarching responsibilities is to ensure the financial sustainability of your council. The unusual set of circumstances leading up to this year's budget was unfortunately seen the rates rise slightly higher than desired when compared to the past 8 budgets. I am, however, confident Cairns Regional Council rates will keep their ranking as one of the cheapest in the state once this year's benchmarking is completed in August. We are now at a pivotal moment. Today, we are still negotiating the path through uncertain times with the latest round of lockdowns, and I have been quoted of late saying that your council needs to remain nimble. This means continuing to deliver what you need and expect of us long into the future, and doing so efficiently as possible, and to keep doing what we do best, taking care of your city. We will do this by continuing to maintain our asset base and our facilities and programs at exceptional levels. This budget enables us to do exactly that, plus build the single biggest capital works project that this council has ever delivered, stage one of the $215 million water security strategy that will be implemented over the next few years. This budget steadies the ship and puts us in the best position moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Councillor James. Councillor Reid.
Thank you, Mayor Manning. Balance is the key to everything. What we do, what we think, what we eat, and what we feel. They all require awareness and consideration. And this is the very essence of this year's budget. It was all about finding the balance between spending and investing in our community and reducing debt to put us in a position for greater growth. It's not sexy, but it's sensible. We don't have a money tree. We have a well-considered plan. We don't have a crystal ball. We have a well-considered plan. Alan Lakin is famously quoted as saying, failing to plan is planning to fail, and there will be no failure here. We have a well-considered plan. Our plan provides confidence, future flexibility and sustainability by reducing debt and maintaining our assets. It provides balance to build a better Cairns. If we didn't make this pivot from the significant spending to reduce debt, this council was on a debt trajectory of $500 million by 2031. For better or for worse, we leave a legacy. It's important to me that we leave it better than how we found it. We all need, and all we need to do, is stick to the intent of the plan. If you'll indulge me a moment, I'd like to share a snippet of the Pecan Tree story by Brian Gardner. As Henry dumped a pail of water onto a tiny sapling in front of the house, he thought, what is the point of this tree? It's going to take years and years before we get any shade from it. The soil still looks pretty dry, his dad said. Let's get some more water. As they poured more water onto the sapling, his dad said, someday this tree will shade most of the yard. But in how long, do you think? Henry asked. We're not doing this for us, son. We're doing it for whoever lives here after us, long after we're gone. The sapling Harry and his dad planted will bear shade and fruit for the future generations. And just like that sapling, our budget will shape the future and afford this council flexibility to take on legacy projects such as the $215 million water security project if the state and federal funding isn't forthcoming. This is a sensible budget. This sensible budget isn't designed to cut services or value, it's to build the future of our city on a firm financial footing, ensuring sustainability, prosperity and livability of our city for many generations.
This last financial year we've been able to deliver one of the single biggest capital works programs in the history of council, including our dining precinct, all while maintaining the general operations of including 600 parks and 213 facilities, libraries and events. Those things we often forget about. We forget about the guys and mowers, people cleaning the toilets, all of that important work that still happens every single day. What we deliver for our residents is exceptional value for money. Building a budget is complex, long, and to be honest, can be quite a bit of a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, that is. Very, very grateful for that we have an exemplary officer CFO in Lisa Whitten and her wonderful team. As you might expect, there's a lot of compromise and negotiation. In terms of my contribution, the process for me, it came down to two things. What can we do as council that will have the most impact on people's lives? And what are the most important projects for the people in Division 6? Paw Patrol was a really important point for me. I would be continually contacted by residents, and particularly a couple of residents that were elderly and were too scared to go for walks anymore. Really hit home for me. So bringing that to the forefront, and along with my fellow councillors on our Paw Patrol group, that was a really, really important thing, so I'm very, very happy that's come to fruition. Along with many other projects, I'm happy to say that we'll be making upgrades to the Redditch Sporting Precinct and upgrades to the Redditch Skate Park, and we'll also be able to deliver the detailed design for the Brisbane Connection Path as an important safety connection and missing link for the Western Cycleway. So very, very happy with this budget. Thank you to all those involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Melanie. Councillor
Mahon. You know, thanks for retraining the program. First, congratulations on the fiscally responsible budget. This will enable Cairns Council to maintain its great work we have started and continue given this COVID impact recovery while enabling Council to improve our long-term debt. Whilst CapEx is reduced, it is still a very positive budget that will enable an ongoing excellent investment in the Cairns economy, and that Council will be able to commit for the past 7 years. The past 7 years has seen incredible growth, development and enhancement in our assets and to meet the needs and the expectation of the community. Now is the time to ensure that these magnificent assets are maintained, especially our award-winning CPAC and the award-winning MMP. It's vital now that we build these things that we do after them. And we empower the incredible talents of our council office to deliver on our new corporate plan. What has amazed me and impressed me the most over the past 12 months is the remarkable ability of council officers. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, and we've caught plenty over the last 12 months. They have delivered in the most adverse and difficult situations to the level of consistency that exceeds expectations. Within this, I would like to especially acknowledge the great work of all our new, and we had plenty of them, acting officers in their roles. They all stood up. They and all the existing officers have been outstanding. Council has not missed a beat during the transition, and we have continued our initiatives and continuous improvement and maintain excellent service delivery. On a final note, I would like to express my satisfaction in the field in seeing the cultural inclusiveness of council. Our actions and involvements in the RAP and the breaking of the glass ceiling for the development of an outstanding group of female officers at all levels within council. And when I mean that, we've had some female CEO, Christine Posco, Lisa Whitten, Kelly Barnes, Amy Patterson, and Tony Veronese at the top of lots of our organisations. I think this is something to be very, very proud of. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor O'Halloran. Councillor Coughlin.
Thank you, Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to personally thank Ms Whitten and her team. Your guidance with equal measures of caution and optimism have put us in a great position, so thank you. This is a fiscally responsible budget which looks to the growth of our beautiful city, a budget for unprecedented times. We have done the heavy lifting, now we have the level of preparedness to take us into coming years. Significant effort was made to minimise rate increases whilst remaining sustainable in funding for services and infrastructure, as is rightly the expectation of the community. I'm excited about some of the work in Vision 8 and the work all over our beautiful city that affects us all. I'm excited about continuing work on the Northern Beaches Leisure Trail, the Bar Creek Bridge, the kilometres of paths that connect our communities and allow the elderly and children to navigate safely, and bus stop upgrades. Then there's the big jobs, like our beautiful dining precinct and the new life injected into the courthouse. We led last year with a view of stimulus to the city in an effort to support the community, and also while our tourist numbers were down. We've just witnessed over the weekend some of the fruits of this investment. $180 million was budgeted for infrastructure last year, whilst we didn't quite get there. This was a record investment into Cairns. We implemented a financial COVID hardship policy to support the community through a pandemic, and we intend to continue supporting the community through this, just as we will support you through any disaster. Every day we realise a little bit more, this is not over yet. I'm supportive of this budget before us. It's a responsible budget in what's proving to be extraordinary times. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Councillor Coughlin. Councillor Holmes has all been said, no.
Mr Mayor, pretty much all that's been said, but I think your time is broken too. That 3 minutes goes over sometimes. Well, I heard something Councillor Eaton said before, I'm going to steal it from my Facebook profile catchphrase. Not sexy, but sensible. I'm still in line, but at least I put it out there. That's awesome, I'm beyond that. Look, we get voted in and put a huge responsibility put on our shoulders, to be fiscally wise with what we do. But Lisa, I know Jason said he does the work, but we know it's all you. With a great team, I want to pass on our gentleman thanks to all your team. It's not easy. You've got to work with all the general managers, with their different departments. They come to you with what they think is the priorities, and then you come to us councillors and we tell you, no, we want this, we want that. And there's a few fights and tears in the committee rooms. It's one of the hardest things you do. And the mayor said it was the hardest budget he's delivered. Last year wasn't a simple one either. So the last two budgets have both been very very serious things. And I think all of us working as a team, we've come out on top in both of them. So I'm happy to support the budget. I know sometimes our different divisions don't get, like Council Point, we don't get what we want sometimes. And other times we do. I remember when I first started, I was like, man, Division 2 is getting everything. Walker Road was $10 or $20 million worth of stuff. And Trinity Beach Sporting Precinct wasn't, so I was stamping my feet. I'd implore you to support this budget. I think, sometimes you just miss out 1 year, but next year it comes back around. So a couple of things. There's so much going on this year. Division 1's got a fair bit to be happy about, but in the essence of that eight time that's counting me down. Two things I'm looking forward to, really looking forward to. One, you've already mentioned, Mr. Mayor, is the Park Cove Master Plan, the streetscaping. Williams Esplanade, getting a little bit of TLC up there is going to be great. It's the jewel in our crown. It's a beautiful place, but it could use a little bit of a polish. And then the Northern Beaches Leisure Trail, which again, I know you talked about as well in your speech, the Deep Creek Bridge. That link between Clifton and Kawarra is the most important link in Division 9, because you could always get from Palm Cove to Clifton, you could always get from Trinity Beach to Kawarra, and further down with Deep Creek, then you just can't get between the link. And get all the kids away from the highway and the ride to school, it's going to be fantastic. And I know I like to throw rocks at the state a lot of times, because they give me plenty of reason to be honest, but I've got to give them a hat tip here. They came out this week and have supported the Deep Creek Bridge project with $2 million. So they've been really supportive of this whole Northern Beaches Leisure Trail the whole way through. I know they threw some money into the Park Creek Bridge as well. So thank you to the state government for that. And those are the two most important, or the two most exciting things that I'm looking forward to. I really do appreciate everyone working with you. It's always a pleasure, but these days are very important days. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Councillor Owens, and thank you to all. councillors, for your comments and the way in which they're made. I was looking at the local government magazine just the other day. In fact, I think it's one of them actually pointed out that. But what it said was that councils that have success is councils that work as a team. Councils where there's bickering and arm wrestling never succeed. That's the history of this local government. And that still applies no matter what the times are. And I think it will always be the case, and I hope it is. The councils that work together deserve success. So I think this council deserves success. So thank you very much for those comments, and I think we're certainly not going into a budget where we've got we feel we've got a reasonably good control over it. However, having said that, let's say next year could turn out to be the doozy. We don't know. We just don't know. I think seeing us so lowly ranking in regards to the vaccinations, when in Europe they are now starting to open up country to country where they have a vaccine passport. So if the two of you are happy to go, you can. And yet here we are in Australia where we can't get people between states now. It's very pleasing, I think, to see the fact that it's been limited down to local government areas and not states. At least that's a move in the right direction. But the need for the vaccinations to go ahead, I think, will have a big impact on our budget next year. And if they can get moving on that, then maybe ground will be recovered. But I don't think that we're over all the humps. It's just my view. I think this thing's still got a sting in its tail. The council, to Ms. Whitman and her team, and to the CEO who arrived on the doorstep one day, and all of a sudden we're talking about budgets. The truck's already running down the road, and you've got to get into it and drive it. I thank you both. I thank your staff. Particular, but all the staff and management team are engaged in the budget preparation. I didn't see too many chokings going on in the corner or people being dragged outside to have things explained to them. It was a good process. And sure, things always don't go the way you want them to, but the main thing is we come away with the plan. You forget about yesterday. And to get on with tomorrow, because that's where the future is. And that's where the future is for us tomorrow. We're going to push forward with that. Now, can we go to the agenda for today, the booklet for today, the reports, the items to be addressed by this council and dropping the budget? So, I understand you have got the list of how this will be done, so we can move through it. Without too much delay. So item one on the agenda is the National Competition Policy Implementation for the 21-22 financial year. Have we got a mover? It's moved. Councillor Zyka, second. Councillor O'Malley. Any discussion about that? Then we put the motion. Those in favour? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 2, debt policy. Moved. Councillor Mines, second. Councillor Moore. I put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 3, the rates-based financial assistance policy. A move, please, Councillor James. Thank you very much. And secondly, Councillor McGovern, thank you very much. I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 5, procurement policy. Concealed water leak policy, item 4. Move Councillor O'Halloran and seconded Councillor Eden. Put the motion, those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 5, procurement policy. Moved Councillor White, seconded Councillor Valerie. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Adoption of differential general rates for the 21-22 financial year. Moved Councillor Eden, seconded Councillor Zoe. Those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Adoption of the 21-22 annual implementation plan for Holloway's Beach Rock Walls. Mover, move Councillor Cochran, seconded Councillor Holmes. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 8. Holloway's Beach Rock Wall Stage 1 Special Charge. Moved Councillor Coleman, seconded Councillor Bowen. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 8. Holloway's Beach Rock Wall Stage 1. Item 9, adoption of the 21-22 annual implementation plan for Holloway Beach Rock Wall Stage 2A. Move, Councillor Coughlin, seconded Councillor O'Halloran. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 10, Holloway's Beach Rock Wall Stage 2A Special Charge. Moved, Councillor Coppin, seconded Councillor Eden. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 11, adoption of the 21-22 Annual Implementation Plan for Holloway's Beach Rock Wall Stage 2B, Mover, Councillor Coughlin, seconded. Councillor James, are you? Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 12, the Holloway Beach Rock Wall Stage 2B, Special Charge. Moved, Councillor Coughlin, seconded. Councillor Zion, those in favour? Against? The motion is carried. Item 13, adoption of Blue Water Canal Special Charge Overall Plan. Moved Councillor Owles, seconded Councillor Coughlin. Those in favour? Against? It's carried unanimously. Item 14, adoption of the Blue Water Special Charge Annual Implementation Plan 21-22. Mover, Councillor Owles, seconded Councillor Coughlin. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 15, the Blue Water Canal Special Charge. Move Councillor Owles, seconded Councillor Coughlin. In favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 16, adoption of sewerage utility charges for the 21-22 financial year. Move Councillor Moller, seconded Councillor James. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 17, adoption of water utility charges for 21-22 financial year. Moved Councillor Pine, seconded Councillor Knowles. All those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Adoption. Item 18, adoption of waste management utility charges for the 21-22 year. Moved Councillor James, seconded Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 19, adoption of overdue interest on rates and charges for the 21-22 financial year. Moved Councillor Zaya, seconded Councillor Pine. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 20, adoption of levy and payment of rates and charges for the 21-22 financial year. Moved Councillor Eden, seconded Councillor Pine. In favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 21, adoption of rates, pensioner concessions for the 21-22 financial year. Moved Councillor Halloran, seconded Councillor Pine. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 22, adoption of rates, financial hardship policy for the 21-22 financial year. Moved Councillor Beverley, seconded Councillor O'Halloran. Those in favour? Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Now, statement of financial, statement of estimated financial position. Moved. Councillor Eden, seconded Councillor Zaya. Those in favour? Yes. The motion is carried unanimously. And finally, adoption of budget. Moved Councillor James, seconded Councillor Valerie. Those in favour? Those against? Those Councillor Pine. So the budget is adopted 9-1.